Hi, I'm Anna Maria, and this is Step by Step about my passion for walking. Second turning point, episode number 20, hot, hot weather walking. If you enjoy this episode, please subscribe my channel to receive notifications, or if you follow me on a podcast service, please leave a feedback. Lace your shoes. Let's dive in. Prevention is a magical word in the field of physical exercise as well. So, no matter how old are we, we should not be afraid of our wrinkles here on face, but our first goal could be to remain active and strong as much as possible. If for a reason or another, you don't move your legs just for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, your legs' strength eventually will decrease. The good news is that regular exercise, as a long walk or run every day, is crucial for our bones, strong muscles, and flexible joints at every age. Summer here in Italy now, the temperature is higher every day more, I'm sweating, and walking in hot weather, can put on my body extra stress. Do I live far from the beach? No, I don't. Less than 3 minutes walk and I'm there. That's why in summer I prefer walking barefoot on the white, soft sand and exercising in water. I definitely plan to walk in the early morning. I wear my hat, my sunglasses, my sunscreen. A bottle of water is always with me, and I try to take a few sips from it at least every 15 minutes or whenever I'm thirsty, because I think it's an excellent habit against dehydration. My favorite paths are those full of trees and joyful flowers. And where I live, there are many wonderful cool pine forests. I think walking in a green park or in the woods make you happier and fresh in summer than just walking along the beach under the red hot sun. Every time I pick a new path, I pay attention choosing the one where I can find a fountain to refill my bottle of water. And now and then, I can also enjoy a rainy shower, an unexpected rainy shower, because it's a fresh, good way to stay cool while walking. But in those circumstances, I want to be sure to take cover if there's thunder and lightning here and there. I'm afraid of them. If when I'm coming back, the temperature heats up a little bit, I slow down my pace or even find a shady place and take a break. A good idea could be splitting your walks into a few different sessions. Wake up early and get in a good morning walk for 30 minutes, for example, and another one in the evening
or night.
Temperatures are generally cooler in the morning and cool off again toward evening. So you can take advantage of the times of the day when it's not as hot to get your walk or run. Try to find a walking time that you can build into a daily habit during your summer holidays and be energetic all day long. Thank you for listening to me. If you enjoyed this episode, please share. And let you free to go on walking and follow my walking tips on step.byam on Instagram. Keep moving forward. Keep being active. Bye-bye.